Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
So our first interview is here. Hi.
How are you doing? Why don't you tell our listeners and viewers a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Hi, my name is Alexander Olsen. I'm the CEO of Babylon Microfarms. This was founded about 2 years ago as a project initiated at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. And it was a project for refugees, and we were tasked with building low-cost hydroponic systems. So hydroponics is a means of growing crops without soil, uses 90 to 95% less water than growing outdoors. The plants grow twice as quickly. No GMOs or pesticides, and it's long been heralded as the sort of next, you know, the future of agriculture is going to solve a lot of problems for us. And it's kind of, it hasn't happened, and there's been a lot of things stopping that from happening, but a lot of recent innovations and technology developments have meant that it's becoming commercially viable. And so we were sort of doing this, you know, really trying to create systems that are easy and, you know, can help people grow their own food. And we're like, okay, this is great. It could be something that people do, and we're building these things, growing stuff. Like, okay, this, like, I think people would do this if it was easy enough. And so during that process, we basically discovered how incredibly difficult it is and what challenges need to be overcome to create something that's accessible to anyone. And so what we've done is created an automated platform that'll grow crops for you. So essentially, yeah, in a nutshell, like a computer that would dose control, recreate the perfect environment for each individual crop. So you can basically program in recipes for different crops, whether that's the nutrients, the environment, and recreate the conditions that are perfect for them. So you get the highest quality produce all the time, completely consistent results, and that platform can power a wide range of hardware applications. So we have a number of different verticals we're targeting, from food service, you know, restaurant industry. We have an appliance that we're releasing this year, as well as some larger sort of commercial operations. So we're, I guess, pushing a plug-and-play urban farming, I guess, would be in a nutshell.
Okay, wow. So what is this platform based on?
So it's hardware and software where you're we take a very data-heavy approach where you have sensors monitoring everything from the CO2 concentration in the air to the temperature, as well as the nutrients within the water and things like that. And so we're basically analyzing that data and are able to actuate on it. So you're controlling the lights, the ventilation, the all of these things. So it's sort of a combination of hardware and software.
On your computer?
So yes. So it depends on what application. So we're... we actually try and keep it as hands-free as possible. So I don't think people like apps as much as they say they do. So the less the user has to do, the better. But right now, it's a sort of, think of like a kitchen appliance, like a double-door refrigerator, that kind of size. Sadly, I couldn't bring one with me today. But yeah, so.
Okay. So.
No. Okay, so what kind of environment? Is there like a greenhouse?
So think of it like a double door refrigerator that's inside is creating an environment for crops. So each individual shelf is like a little farm. And so each of those shelves can be a crop, whether you're, you know, a restaurant growing some herbs, rare varieties of, you know, microgreens, things like that. But they're getting, you know, a lot of it's based around distribution where leafy greens, herbs, things like that. Like you lose, I think like lettuce and things loses up to 50% of its nutritional value within, you know, a day of harvesting. Right. And a lot of it, you know, the only determinant of quality is how fresh it is. So the restaurants, places like that, they'll have stuff shipped in every day from around the world just so their chef gets what he wants. So if you're saying, you know, harvest it from the machine onto the plate, you're not getting any higher quality than that. It's not possible.
So what's the hardware behind testing these?
So for us, it's about the user experience and dressing it up so it looks good. So growing crops hydroponically has been done for a while. That's not new. But creating something that is simple and automated in a way that is intuitive, and that's not easy. And so we're really addressing that by creating sort of high-quality aesthetic appliances. So, you know, it's not just decorative. It's functional, but it has to have that decorative element to it.
How big is the... the actual appliance?
So the one we're releasing this year is 4 foot wide, 2.5 foot deep, and about 6 foot tall. So it's fairly sizable, but within that is it can, you know, can produce a lot of produce.
Okay.
And how isolated are the different compartments? Can I grow multiple crops at the same time?
Yes. So each individual shelf can be segmented. Each shelf is designed to be its own microclimate. So, in effect, you know, a plant will need different conditions through every stage of its life. So a seedling needs something very different to a later stage crop. And basically we're doing it so you could rotate those. You know, each individual shelf would be able to be, rotated.
Okay. So adding on to that, if I have multiple crops, how would I go about making sure that everything is separate? How would I know what to do with each one?
So, I guess I've mentioned one of the key part of our business is everything comes pre-seeded. So all you do is put in, a Keurig for plants. You just put in the pod. The system will automatically register that it's in there, grow it for you essentially, and notify you when it's ready.
So I put in tomatoes.
Yeah.
And then I put the system. Hey, these are tomatoes. Mm-hmm. That's it. I just come back when it's done.
Yeah. So we've done tomatoes. They get a little unruly. They're kind of a big plant, but exactly. That's kind of the idea.
And these seedlings, are there serving sizes that come with that, or?
So everything comes in portion sizes. So the size of the consumables will vary slightly depending on what crop it is. But essentially it's in a small, all compostable portion size. So people just pull it out, take it to the serving counter, eat it, put it on the plate and throw it away.
How close are you guys to releasing an actual finished product?
So I'd say within the next 6 to 9 months.
Okay, 6 to 9 months.
And how did this, I know you said that agriculture and everything really played a big part, but how did you guys actually think of the idea and bring it to here?
So as an SA, it was a project for refugees, and we still keep close to that. We're working on some low-cost social impact projects, basically utilizing the same technology to see what we can do on the very low end. How cheap could we make it? Where's the line of making it commercially viable and creating a food machine? That's kind of, in the simplest sense, we're building these things, being hydroponics is great. It clearly could solve all these problems. And as you know, built this little thing. The first one was a bucket with a plant in it. It was terrible, but it worked. And and it was what would it take? What about food machines? And it was something along those lines of that would be cool. I think people would be into that. And here we are 2.5 years later in it. I forgot what the question was,
what were some of the challenges that you faced throughout this process?
There are a lot of them. I think, at least, we were at college, so the sort of risk at the very beginning wasn't there. There was sort of I was putting in every hour I had into it, but it was also if it didn't work at the very beginning, there was sort of a safety net because I was still at college. But I think deciding, getting the team is very hard. We have the best team in the whole world, and they're amazingly skilled and very well rounded, but that's taken 2 years in of itself. It's a lot of searching and to find people that really get on, really work well together and are passionate enough to work. Startups don't pay very well. That's kind of how it works. And but still willing to put in those 15-hour days to get it done. So that took a while, and we've certainly had some ups and downs on the team, and then convincing people to do this, out of college when they could have, software developers and engineers have a lot of job offers on the line, and we're like, hey, come and work for not much money, but it's fun.
Do you guys have a price point set for the actual item?
Yes, so the appliance will retail for $8,000.
Okay. It's good. So you're here at Collision just looking for networking? What?
Yeah, so we were on the beta startup track. So we had a booth. We had a great reception. I think this is a really cool conference in an amazing city to have it in. We've done a lot of networking, met with a couple of funds while we were here, and made some good connections.
So when I purchase this, down the line.
Please do purchase one.
How would the setup go?
So it is very much a plug and play device. It would require a water line, like a refrigerator or a lot of other household appliances, but that's it. Plug it in, and then we'll just keep sending you consumables, and you can... Yeah.
And these consumables, are they subscription?
So they can be. We try and advocate for that, especially, the restaurant customers that we have now. It's a lot easier for us if it is like that. But I know that for consumers, it'll be a little more challenging because there isn't, you don't want a standing order of lettuce. That's a bit boring. Right. So
what would the price points be on something like that?
So it's about $25 per refill. So that would be around a shelf's worth of produce.
And weird question. Will I be able to expand the shelf? Like, let's say I want to grow, like, not tomatoes, but, like, carrots or, like, wheat. Like, I'm going to need a lot more room.
So, I wouldn't recommend growing wheat.
Well, maybe not wheat.
We actually released a product last year which had all the sort of adjustable, and we just found that people don't do it. Like, the more standardized we can keep it, the better we can remotely control it and make sure it works consistently. Okay. But we have some other products in the line for larger crops that, you know, there's a lot of interest in certain medicinal herbs and things like that, which take up a lot of space, and we're like, okay, well, we, you know, have to address that interest. So I'm thinking in the future there'll be adjustable height shelves for sure.
Awesome.
And you did mention earlier that, like, chefs might be interested to, like, keep, like, fresh produce. Would there be, like, a different version of this product for them?
Yes, as in the one we are releasing now is primarily targeted chefs and restaurants. We're actually doing a low run release in the next month or so, just to get that customer feedback. I think it makes a lot more sense for chefs because the need, you know, the quality, the freshness, all of that stuff, and you know, we very much designed it to be a productive machine. Like, while it has all this sort of aesthetic side to it, and it would be very cool in your home, I think the functionality is designed for chefs.
Yeah, and it's right there.
Yeah, like, definitely.
Yeah.
I just open the thing and then I grab it, and then now we got tomatoes.
It's perfect.
Yeah. I wish I could have bought one with me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it sounds like it's massive though.
It's difficult.
But if someone wanted to view this or learn more about it or wanted to purchase one.
Yeah, so our website's www.babylonmicrofarms.com. We are currently taking pre-orders now, so please send us an email and we will get back to you. So we're taking pre-orders now, have some great discounts available for those early adopters and people who really want to get, you know, test out and get involved. So yeah, please check us out and follow us on social media.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for even coming here and sharing this with us.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, guys. Pleasure.
Thank you.
And have a really great collision.
We'll do.